From WCBU Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with the Theater Department Chair Scott Kanoff and Student Director Grace Surgot about Bradley University's upcoming production of Good Kids by Naomi Ayazuka. We should note that this play has strong language and involves intense adult themes. Scott and Grace, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jen.
Thank you.
Now, Scott, this play has been around for several years, but it really deals with some themes that feel extraordinarily timely right now. How did the students respond when they learned that the play was actually based on a crime that happened almost 10 years ago?
Grace, do you want to handle that?
Honestly, I think it was, I don't want to say exciting, but it was a unique experience for us with theater to be able to feel like we are telling a story that's extremely important for more than entertainment. We're doing this to make change right away on our campus and our community and everything. And so that opportunity, that possibility was really exciting, I think, for all of us. I actually was in a production of the show 5 years ago, a couple months after the play was first even being produced. And that was my first introduction to it. And it changed my life when I was in high school being in it. And then Scott was approaching me a year ago about the possibility of me directing and what shows I would want to do. And I remembered that the script for Good Kids, and I suggested that we do it. And the faculty, all of us agreed that it was something that Bradley needs to hear, that, I mean, most college communities need to hear, but the ability to bring it to our campus was really exciting.
And Scott, without giving too much away about the show, can you kind of just give us a very big broad overview of where it takes place and some of the themes that are presented?
Sure. It is based on a real event which happened in Steubenville, Ohio in 2012, and it was a sexual assault by a number of high school football players on a student from another school across the river, which is a big point in the play. And the assault was live tweeted and posted, went viral on the internet, tore the town apart. The town immediately took sides, and ultimately the trial that took place and the conviction of two of the boys exposed some really deeply seated prejudices and biases, the issues of sexism and gender discrimination, victim blaming, consent, social class, privilege, entitlement. And the town, I think, became infamous in a way, and not in a way they wanted to. And nowadays, and since in the time since, I think the play first was produced in 2015, and it was really visionary because in the time since 2012, and particularly in the last year or so with the Me Too movement and all the other social foment that's going on in our country, Naomi Ayazuka's vision seems to me to be even more compelling now. And here on a college campus, like every other college campus in the country, we face these issues every day. And the play deals a lot with the issue of communication, social media, virality, and how quickly things are disseminated and how the rush to judgment is accelerated these days more than it ever has been. So that is really the story. And the play is experienced through the perspectives of 12 students. So it has multiple perspectives, kind of Rashomon-like. It's you get different views of what happened, and you're presented with conflicting perspectives on this wrenching event.
So you've decided on the show that you're going to produce and bring to life. And now, as you have with everything that you've done this year with COVID, you have to figure out the mechanism of making it happen and producing it. Tell us a little bit about how that process started and maybe some of the immediate decisions you had to make in terms of design to facilitate this storytelling?
We started out in a collaboration course last semester where we had our student designers and me, and we all worked on trying to come up with the complete design for the show last semester, so it would be finished before we even got to the semester where we were actually rehearsing and everything. The choice to move it to Zoom was definitely not something that we were anticipating, and something that still we are constantly learning from as we're getting into our tech rehearsals now. But doing it on Zoom honestly has opened us up to all these possibilities that we never would have been able to play with before. It's a whole new crayon box of tools that we get to play with. And it's really exciting because we have the ability now with COVID to reach more people who wouldn't have been able to come see the show because of it being streamed. And I think that that was something that all of us as a design team agreed it was more of a pro than a con that we had to be on Zoom.
It's very exciting. We'd like to get our building back eventually and be back in the theater. But we're learning together, and we're learning with the students, and some of our students know a lot more about the technology than we do. So there's a wonderful flip in status and authority when it comes to making certain decisions.
So Grace, I'm interested in your perspective as you have had the opportunity to perform this play kind of in a more traditional theater setting. And now not only are you directing, but you're also really approaching storytelling through technology. Have there been different things that have stood out about the actual material that you're working with because you're forced to work in this digital realm as a director?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like we have been able to pull some things out of this play that were, at least in my mind, I hadn't seen there before, where the parts of the play where the posts are going more viral and stuff, and it's all on social media. It feels almost a little meta that we're all on a computer when this is happening and they're talking about the internet and the effects of it and everything. And I've said since last semester, I was like, if any play could be done on Zoom, this is perfect for it.
That was student director Grace Surgot and theater chair Scott Kanoff talking about Good Kids by Naomi Ayuzuka. The upcoming production by Bradley University Theater's department runs March 24th through the 27th via live stream, with on-demand viewing options available from March 31st to April 4th. To purchase tickets or for more information, visit bradley.edu/theater. Scott and Grace, thank you so much for joining us today, and break a leg.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders, artists, and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at WCBU.org. Out and About is also available as a podcast on Apple, Spotify, Pocket Cast, or NPR. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.